USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Almost entirely along party lines, the U.S. House has passed a resolution condemning President Trump's recent tweets about four Democratic women in Congress. The Democratic resolution refers to Trump's comments as racist after he said the lawmakers should go back to their countries. The Democratic women are all American citizens, only one having been born outside the U.S. But Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says of the Democratic resolution,
they're solely focused on doing whatever they can to stop this president instead of, frankly, working on what can help the country.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at 99. Back in 2010, then-President Barack Obama said of him,
he's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility. He has applied the Constitution and the laws of the land with fidelity and restraint.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
This time it was the San Francisco Bay Area that was shaken by a couple of earthquakes yesterday, about 13 minutes apart. The first of magnitude 4.3 east of Oakland, followed a few minutes later by a 3.5 aftershock. No reports of injuries or damage. R&B singer R. Kelly staying in jail. A federal judge ordering he be held without bond on sex crime charges. It means Kelly will be taken from Chicago to New York to face a separate count of allegedly sexually abusing girls across the country. Kelly was arrested again on Thursday evening of last week. He faces a total of 18 charges now in Chicago and in New York. Scientists say Alzheimer's disease could be slowed by exercise. A new study by Harvard Medical School finds about 9,000 steps per day appears to slow rates of cognitive decline in those at risk. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The second Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom is underway in Washington. It includes senior U.S. government officials to representatives from countries around the world. USA's John Clemens reports.
Secretary of State Michael Pompeo opened the first day of the event, thanking those in attendance.
I want to thank everyone here who has committed a part of their life to helping those who are persecuted and to defending the unalienable right to practice one's religion and follow their conscience and to take care of their soul.
He called for a global freedom of religion.
All people from every place on the globe must be permitted to practice their faith openly in their homes, in their places of worship, in the public square, and believe what they want to believe.
I'm John Clemens.
A Facebook executive has defended the social network's plan to create a digital currency. Stephen Marcus told the Senate Banking Committee that the Libra project is still in the planning stages.
We will take the time to get this right. We expect the review of Libra to be among the most extensive ever. We are fully committed to working with regulators here and around the world. And let me be clear and unambiguous. Facebook will not offer the Libra digital currency until we have fully addressed regulators concerned and received appropriate approvals.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.